Why did I dress in this sexy witch outfit? It's so fucking cold out here. I did it to be noticed by him. But of course, I fucked it up. I stood on the other side of the room from him for what, an hour? And finally worked up the courage to say, "Hi." And then that much hotter drunk girl ran over and hugged him, and he forgot all about me. But there's still a chance. Before they took her away, my mom taught me an important lesson. Never give up until he's accepted you as his soulmate. Wait. He stopped. Did he see me? Oh no, this is it. This is his house. Oh my god, I can't believe this is where he lives. Ooh, it's so cute. Oh, he's got little pumpkins and cat decorations everywhere and lights and... Oh, shit. Oh, that was close. He almost saw me. I need to be more careful. Okay. I can do this. I just need to knock on his door. Surely he'll understand why I followed him home. I have a pretty good excuse. And finally, we can really talk. I get him to invite me in. Maybe he gives me something to drink, and things just happen from there. Oh my god, what am I doing? This will never work. He's gonna think I'm a freak. I gotta hide. I hope he can't see me. Oh, he's still wearing his costume. Oh, but his shirt is open. He looks even better like this. All right. At least he didn't look too annoyed. Just a little creeped out. I can't keep doing this. I can't give up. Just because I tried to talk to him at the party and failed miserably does not mean that he's not interested. It probably means he doesn't even know I exist. Right? Okay. Okay, I've got this. All right, I'm fine. I won't run. I won't. Hi! I mean, trick or treat. Yeah, it's me. And it was me before, too. I was, you know, kind of tricking you in the spirit of the holiday. Yeah, so, hi. Yeah, I'm the girl at the party who said hi to you. Oh, you remembered me from statistics? Really? Wow! That's fantastic! I, mean, that is fortuitous. Why am I here? Oh, right. Sorry. I just wanted to return this pen to you. You dropped it. Well, I mean, you dropped it a few weeks ago. I've had it since then. No, I wasn't gonna keep it. Honest. I just... Oh god, this is so embarrassing. Honestly, I wasn't brave enough to talk to you, and I just kind of liked having something of yours around. Wow. Sounds really creepy when I say it like that. Yeah, so here it is. Sorry it took so long to get back to you. I wanted to return it at the party, but I chickened out. Do I want to come in? Yes, please. Sorry if I seem a little weird. I guess I'm a little bit shy. Oh yeah. Water would be great, thanks. I had a lot to drink tonight. But don't worry, I can totally hold my liquor. Thanks. I know we only just met officially, but I feel like I already know you so well. Isn't that weird? So, yeah, I may have been following you for a while now. I mean, nothing creepy, obviously, just like following around town in public places and finding out which classes you were taking and learning which restaurants you liked. Oh, and learning where you lived, meeting your friends and exes, getting the books I saw you reading. The Fisherman is really good, by the way. And, I mean, I could see how you might think that behavior is a bit, suspicious. yeah. It's not like I have a shrine to you at home or anything. I need to make sure that closet door is locked when you come over. What? I didn't say anything. Anyway, I guess what I'm saying is, I've been doing these things because I haven't been able to work up the courage to talk to you. I was afraid of you rejecting me or not talking to me or just laughing at me. You get it, right? That's totally normal. Everyone goes through that. Yeah, people do that sometimes. Laugh at me, I mean. Not anyone you'd want to know, but still. No, I'm not one of those obsessive girls who makes up a whole relationship with someone and then gets mad when it doesn't work out. I guess I'm a different kind of obsessed. I'm the kind that likes you a lot and follows you around too much. You're smart and attractive and funny, and you make this cute little expression when you focus on something. I know you'd never want to go out with a girl like me, though, but I still had to try, you know? Besides, I really do want to get to know you. For real. Yeah. I want to be your friend, I guess. The crush is nice, but I mean, it's a little crazy to think that you just look at me and suddenly want me when you basically just met me. And I kind of feel ridiculous in this outfit. Thanks, but you don't have to say that. You really think I look good as a sexy witch? That really makes me feel a lot better about this whole evening. I removed a lot of material from it, especially here on top, to make it a little bit more revealing. I was a little worried it was gonna fall off at the party. So yeah, I'd love to just hang out and get to know you first, you know? I mean, I don't have a lot of friends, so this is really. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I just burst through my top. No, I'm not wearing a bra. You saw everything before I could cover myself. This is so fucking embarrassing. Oh, fuck. I can't pull it back on without giving you another show. Turn around. Oh my god, you're not even listening, are you? You're just staring at my... Wait. Are you... Do you think my debts are nice? I mean, you can't seem to stop staring. It's fine. You can tell me. Really? Well then, feel free to look as much as you want. Yeah, I'm not gonna cover myself anymore. I love the way you're looking at me right now. I kind of assumed you'd have women over here all the time, getting naked for you and stuff. I couldn't believe that no one went home with you tonight. I guess you did go home with someone, even if you didn't know she was there. So, do you want to touch them? Well, I mean, it looks like you do. Come on, it's fine. But I want you to know you could do so much more if you wanted. Oh, that feels so nice. Yeah, just play with them. Yeah, it's fine if you pinch my nipples a little. Oh, would you kiss me, please? Just a little bit. Having your hands on me for me, you know. It's almost too much. To your room if you really want to. I mean, I'd be more comfortable there. No, I trust you completely. One thing about being your stalker is I've gotten to see how you treat people when others aren't around. You're always so gentle. I'm kind. Is that weird? Okay. I can accept that it's both weird and nice. Oh my god. I'm really here. Oh, I've imagined this so many times. But now, I'm actually inside your bedroom. Sorry, I'm just fangirling. Stalker girling? I mean, I knew that I would be wrong, but I did kind of have all these elaborate ideas of what your room would look like, what your bed would look like, what your sheets would feel like as you pushed my hand down onto them. Oh, sorry. I got a little carried away. Sometimes I do that. Oh, anyway. So, do you want me to blow you? Or you've been staring at my tits for a while now, and I see you've got some lube over there on your nightstand. Maybe you want to fuck my tits for a little bit? You can come on me if you want. How about it? Do you want to see her come all over my tits? And my face and my neck. Yay! Go make yourself comfortable. Oh, here. I can apply the lube. But I think you might have some more fun rubbing it all over my chest. Make sure you get me slick enough. You have a lot to cover. Ooh. No, you're fine. It was just a bit cold. Yeah. Oh, rub it all over my tits. Especially in between them. We don't want any friction getting in the way of your enjoyment. Oh, fuck. You must really like my nipples, huh? You're so good with your hands. Oh, not too harsh. Oh, not too gentle. Oh, it's different for some girls, but I'm unbelievably sensitive. Oh, sometimes I almost get off. Just by playing with them. Oh, yeah. That's it. Oh, just lay back. Oh, let your slutty little stalker do all the work. Your cock feels so fucking hot between my tits. Oh, so. Am I doing this right? Yeah, it's my first time. I've never done this for anyone. You need me to go faster? Okay. Oh, do you like feeling? Oh, my big, oh, soft tits. Oh, all around. All your hard cock, maybe.
This is getting me really wet. Came out of your cock. That's it, baby. Oh, I see you tensing up. Oh, you're close. God, I love watching her cock pop up between my tits. Oh, don't hold back, baby. Oh, just let yourself go. Come on me, baby. Cover me. I need it. I need. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, wow. You gave a lot. You must have really needed that. That's normal for you? Wow. That's so fucking hot. I love cum. No, really. I get all turned on when I'm watching porn and I see a guy just cut a girl's face and tits and plus your smell's really good. Tastes good. Oh, and it's yours. And that makes it the best Halloween treat. Yes, I know you might need a bit of rest. Ooh, watch me rub in the rest of your cum. I bet I can get you back up and running. Why? So you can fuck me, silly. Don't you want to fuck me? You've come all over me. I'm so fucking wet, baby. I'll do anything to have that cock of yours inside me. Alright then, if you're interested, then I'll try to get this beast back to full strength. Mm. Cleaning your cock with my tongue. Let's see. Added bonus. Getting a taste. More of your delicious cum. Such a fucking wonderful cock. I'm biased. I really, really like you. But you know that. What you don't seem to know. Is that your cock is the best cock. It is. I've seen lots of cocks in porn. I gotta admit, I do enjoy looking at them. Anything like this. And for just seeing them. Much less. Feeling. Myself come. I'll be. Or. Get it in my mouth. So when I say that this is the best, hottest. Tastiest cock. I mean it. I don't want any other cock inside me now. Just this one. It's gonna be difficult to get excited by porn again. You're getting hard again. Oh, Ben, you won't get even harder. Yeah, if I get you into my throat. Almost. I did it. Did it feel good having all of you inside my mouth? You're nice and clean now. All right. You look ready to go again, Tiger. What do you think? Do you want me on top or... Oh! Oh, you're really eager. Yes. Of course it's okay to force me down. I like being on my knees and elbows for you. I bet you want my head down, my slow little ass swing in front of you like this. Oh, go ahead and take my panties off. This flimsy skirt won't stop you. Can you see how wet you make me? Sometimes I'm just watching you and I just ache for you to fuck me hard. Is that what you want? Do you want to fuck me hard? Oh my god. You're so fucking... Oh, you fill me perfectly, baby. Oh, thank you for giving me a sec to get used to you. I mean... Oh God. Every stroke feels so fucking good. My hand down. Oh, push yourself inside me. Oh, God. This is what I fantasized about. Crazy girl would consider that to be too rough. I mean, sure, it hurt a little, but I came so fucking hard. You're amazing. No, I mean it. Before I was obsessed. Now I'm more satisfied than I've ever been. I really feel something for you. But I get that You don't feel the same thing. I know that this is just a sex thing for you. And that's okay. I wasn't trying to trap you or anything. And I wanted all of this. But I don't want you to think it just has to be a one-time thing. If you ever feel pent up or frustrated or just want someone to take your stress out on, you can always just call me. I'm serious. You don't have to get me off or anything. Just use me like you did tonight or any other way. Oh. No, I understand why you wouldn't want to be my friend with benefits. That's okay, I mean. What? Okay, I actually heard you just fine that time, but I want you to say it again. Do you really mean it? You want me to be your girlfriend? Yes! I would love to be your for real girlfriend. Are you sure? This is all just so sudden. For you, I mean. Well, yeah, I do feel like I know you really well. Although, obviously, it's just what I could derive from extensive psychological analysis of your daily interactions and activities, but... All right, fine. I can take a hint. Yeah, let's try dating for a while. That sounds wonderful. I mean, I know that it's not super serious. It's not like we're getting married or anything. That's in 6 months or so? Oh, I didn't say anything. Yeah. For now, let's just enjoy cuddling. Happy Halloween to you too, lover.